RVBA President and CEO Frank Smith says what they wanted to see happen is private last-mile internet providers looking to connect from the 100-mile-plus trunk line to their customers.
We're working with different providers who are actually starting to provide, taking a look at helping address the problem with rural or underserved internet, and they're coming to us and using our backbone to be able to extend out there.
There were some naysayers when the Roanoke Valley Broadband Authority, funded in part by four local governments, grants, and other state or federal allocations, was starting up, including from internet providers who saw it as government-backed competition.
We started to see those barriers start to come down because people understand that problems need to be solved and everybody should have an opportunity to not only compete for business, but be able to serve the public interest.
A Virginia legislative code change will allow the RVBA to bring two new board members from Virginia Tech and Carilion on next month. Smith hails their digital expertise. Gene Morano, WFIR News.